There was something excellent, as weirdly Canadian and ironic as it was iconic, about watching an old Dragon's Den rerun in our hotel room in Ottawa just as the federal budget was being released, and seeing two hopeful young Canadians, high school sweethearts Eloise and Jamari, pitch their sugar-free oat milk, Oat Canada. Get it, O Canada? Not that hubby and I often watch the Den. Or visit Ottawa. But it is, after all, our nation's capital, an intriguing, overlooked gem deserving of at least one good visit in any well-meaning Canadian's lifetime. Nowhere else can you soak up so much of what makes Canada Canada and spend days, literally, in any of the many national museums showcasing Canada's role in space and aviation, food, science, art, war and the many ways Canadians have fought against tyranny. Better yet, you can get off your cynical social media butt and sit in on question period in the Senate and House of Commons. Real democracy in action is electric. Sure, it's complicated, CPAC helps, and sometimes boring, but it's also critical to engage with it in a meaningful way. See the Thaïs interview with another great Canadian icon from Montreal, New Yorker writer, Adam Gopnik, on democracy. Our first and only previous trip to Ottawa was in 2000. For Canada Day, we figured it would be a grand party in the nation's capital to launch a new millennium, and it was, including a giant Saint Jean-Baptiste fête complete with light show and troubadours spilling over from Quebec, just across the Ottawa River. Magnifique. This latest adventure was spurred on by something else from Quebec, and even more magnifique. And if Michael O'Dane and his wife, Yosiko Karasawa, who chose Whistler for their wonderful O'Dane Art Museum to house their own collection and enrich Canadian art appreciation, are reading, they'll understand. It wasn't the solar eclipse, which was 98.9% total in Ottawa, good enough, but the huge Jean-Paul Riopelli retrospective at the National Gallery that drove us to hop on a plane to our nation's capital. Something we seldom do despite buying offsets, given our climate crisis. The exhibition marks the 100th anniversary of Riopelli and Standby. It's coming to Vancouver next year. Since my high school days in a commercial art program that trained aspiring young artsters like me for careers in art, I've been fascinated by Riopelli's powerful, complex work. Paintings, 6,000 of them, sculptures, lithographs, more, all beyond words. All tackling ideas around nature, mystery, complications, human imagination. A refusal to take things at face value or be boxed in. Like in his Homage à Maurice Richard, a tribute to the brilliant Montreal Canadiens hockey player, he traced Richard's goal-scoring hands with red-hot spray paint. Yet ask most Canadians, even art lovers, and they don't know who Riopelli is. My one-liner is, if Riopelli was from New York, not Montreal, he'd be more famous than Jackson Pollock and Mark Rothko combined. An overlooked Canadian gem of an artist with a backstory that delights and surprises. Much like Michael O'Dane is an overlooked gem of a socialist billionaire philanthropist art buff with an equally great backstory. For starters, he and Yoshi gifted a cool $100 million to the Vancouver Art Gallery in 2021, making Canadian history. Incidentally, that was 60 years after O'Dane was jailed in Mississippi as one of the white freedom riders supporting the Black Civil Rights Movement. It earned him a citation from President Barack Obama, and it's just one adventure. Before his involvement with Polygon Homes and becoming one of Canada's richest men, O'Dane formed the Nuclear Disarmament Club at UBC, hopped a freighter bound for Cuba to meet Fidel Castro, and worked for Mother Teresa. He's dined with Charlie Chaplin and Ian Fleming and, by his own account, as housing policy advisor to former BC Premier Dave Barrett, tricked him into 18 times more funding for public housing over the previous budget. Read all about it, and more, in Alan Twigg's excellent review of O'Dane's memoir, One Man in His Time, available at your favorite public library, including Whistler's. Another overlooked Canadian gem in his own right who, amongst 101 other achievements, founded BC Bookworld and then gave, yes, gave, his publication away for free when it was time to move on. Twigg notes how Michael surprisingly dedicated the longest and final chapter of his memoir to his efforts to elevate Riopelli's reputation. Something he's done in spades. At Whistler, you can often see the outstanding Riopellis in the O'Dane collection, plus the art museum previously hosted a different Riopelli show. In some perfect Ottawa decompression mode, when we got home we were lucky enough to experience the extraordinary Riopelli Symphonique, co-created by Blair Thompson and former Quebec prog rocker, Serge Faroy, with the VSO and Vancouver Bach Choir. Throughout, images of Riopelli's art flash above the stage and, yes, it was presented by the O'Dayne Foundation. Ditto the accompanying exhibition of Riopelli-inspired paintings by Young Arts Umbrella students. Plus students and homeless youth connected to Covenant House presented their Riopelli-inspired musical compositions. Jean-Paul, who struggled to buy paint in his early career, would have loved it. Thinking about our nation's capital and all its symbolism, and all these young people, or older people in the younger eras of their lives, and all our upcoming, new Canadians, like those running the great shawarma and Latino eateries in Ottawa, where we had our best meals, and thinking about our typically overlooked Canadian gems, like Riopelli and O'Dayne, or even Twig, who have given of themselves so generously and Canadianly, I can't help but conclude that we need many more like them. At the very least, all of us need to act as consciously and conscientiously as we can, as generously as we can, get involved as much as we can, to safeguard the very Canadian things that we treasure and ensure they're healthy and intact for generations to come. Glenda Bartish is an award-winning journalist who can tell you that Eloise and Jamari succeeded with Oat Canada, and a solar eclipse is definitely eerie, especially when it gets cold.